Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy.
Welcome to Wednesdays in the Word, and I hope you're enjoying Storytime December, our countdown to Christmas. I hope you're resting in this potentially overwhelming season, because Satan does not want us just sitting in the rest of what the real reason for this celebration is, and that's Jesus Christ. God sent His Son to us, our Savior, our Prince of Peace, our Counselor, Wonderful, Mighty God. So just stop and take a assessment, do a self-check. Are you getting too running off, being overwhelmed by the world, or are you staying overwhelmed and running into the arms of your Savior? Okay, today is called repotting. And let me tell you a little story about this. I gratefully accepted a gift of a large Monstera plant from my oldest daughter, Hillary, when she was moving. She was relocating and chose and could not take her plant with her. So my husband and I had gone down to Houston to help her get out of her apartment anyway. So she was like, Mom, I'm either going to give it to a friend or do you want it? Because she knows I have a lot of plants and I adore learning how to nurture them. And it was actually one plant I had not yet owned. So I said, absolutely, I'll take it back. And I could tell my husband was like, how are we going to get some of her things and that all back in the truck? But he made it work. He is a master packer. Like, he can get things in the dishwasher I think will take a second load, and he can pack a truck. Anyway, that's a gifting of his. And so we brought that plant home. So we have had it for over a year now, and I had to look it up. I keep a plant journal for any of you that know me or have heard this story before. I literally have a spiral plant journal. I have more than 60 entries in there, a lot inside, but some are my cataloged landscaping exterior plants, and some I've had that have passed on to another life, but I still keep the journal entry in there. But in the index, I may cross through them and put the date they passed away. Anyway, and I joke, and some of you will have heard me say this, that at my funeral, I don't think I need anyone to give plants. I figure my kids will need to take, and my husband will need to take all the plants I own to the funeral and give the plants to others. And so my spiral, I literally have a picture of every plant on the page. I have when I bought it or where I received it from, the date I got it, its scientific name, its just normal street word name, how to care for it, which north, south, east, west it likes to face, its temperature, if it needs any type of fertilizer, how often it needs to be repotted, how it likes to be cared for, kept, I mean, the whole nine yards, just like you'd be getting a puppy. Anyway, so I joke with my kids that what you'll do is just tear out of the journal the basically plant description for that individual plant and have it attached to the pot that someone's going to take home. They laugh about it, but I'm being honest. Like, who's going to care for all of these if I'm not here? Anyway, so I added this Monstera plant to my journal and had to do a pretty good deep dive on how to care for it, because like I said, I'd never had one before. So I have it in our master bedroom, west-facing window. It was on the ground when I first got it, because that's how she had it. I staked it up because she had not had it staked. She had a beautiful, beautiful like bay window, and that's where it was sitting. And it just got to run wild and be as big and free as it could be. Well, I didn't have that space. So I had to stake it up to kind of pull it in with some reason. I was beginning to offer it some parameters. Well, here we go. Jump over a year later, and that thing has gone crazy on me. I had gotten something even to get it up off of the ground, so it would, because it was going over into my chair and my little side dresser, and I'm just like, well, I'm going to have to do something. And then I started just observing it. And what I noticed was a few of the leaves of a few of the smaller, newer, immature leaves were yellowing and turning brown. Well, I thought I was doing really good at where I had it placed. I thought I was doing really good at how I fed it. And I thought I was well within my margin of how I was watering it, because I even have one of the gauges that you put down into the soil, and it tells you if it's too wet, too dry, or just right. So I'm pretty, I would say, compulsive about staying within its parameters. So I start just Googling Monstera plants, leaves turning yellow and brown. And if it said if it's in the right place, right temperature, right water, right food, it might potentially, if it's a mature plant and it's immature leaves that are starting to brown, yellow, or die, be root bound. And I thought, oh, okay, well, I know about that from other plants, but it was in this huge pot when I got it. So I thought, I didn't know it would need a bigger pot than that. But it said one sure way you could check is basically remove it from its original pot and just see what the root system way down there at the bottom looks like. Because a plant can almost fake healthy, but you don't really know what's going on the inside until you do a deep dive look. And I thought, well, that's true. Like, I have fallen for the idea this plant is healthy, except for just a few small signs of unhealthy. So I take it outside. I buy two new pots because I don't know exactly which one I'm going to need once I investigate and find out what it looks like inside. So I get it out there and I start to take it out of the pot that it came in. And she had one of those self-watering pots. And so I'm trying to pull the whole plant out of the pot. I can't even get it out of there. So I noticed that the little bottom of the self-watering pot, it's about 2 inches thick. So I actually break off that bottom where it self-waters, and there's tons of roots coming out from the holes on the bottom of the pot. So I thought, oh my goodness, it has to be root bound. So I again try to pull. Now, it's a Monstera. It's a monster. Like, we call it Monty because he's huge. So I try to get the plant out of that pot with all those roots coming out of those little holes. I can't even do it. So my husband was out weed eating and mowing, and he comes over, and I said, is there any way? Luckily, it was a plastic pot that she had had him in. I said, is there any way we can just cut it out of the pot? He's like, well, we can try. So he goes and gets pliers and cutters, and he comes back and he literally starts cutting this plastic pot and breaking it out away from the huge base, all the soil and the roots. It is as much or more tangled roots than it is soil. So then, yes, it is totally observable that this has outgrown its feeding system and source. It has sucked up all the nutrients of the soil, and it's just starving itself, and it's looking, its roots are going out and looking for help, and they're bound within this pot. But it's looking pretty good on top, but for a few indicators of someone that's been watching it daily and observing it very well. So I realized quickly I'm going to need the biggest pot of the two I bought. And I had looked ahead on what I needed. So I did an aerating layer at the bottom, and then I do the organic soil. I break up some of the old dry soil. I break up some of the roots. Some of the roots just literally break off. I get it in this new bigger pot. I put all organic soil around the sides and on the top. Water it thoroughly so water is even running out of the bottom of the new pot. Let it dry out. Move it inside. And then I realize it told me early that if you get it when it's immature and you start staking it and almost telling it how to grow straight up instead of out, it will just be so much healthier and manageable for you in a tighter space. So this thing that has thrived and been able to go wild, I am now trying to curtail. I'm trying to kind of pull and rein it in. And it's fighting against me because it's been growing the opposite way for so long. And I'm thinking, will you just let me help you, please? So I need my husband's help. This thing is such a monster. So he's pulling one side gently. I'm pulling the other side gently. And I had ordered this little thing off of Amazon. It looks like a tropical leaf. It's actually a very, very sturdy wire. And you get all of the stems that you can inside there. And then you close it together. And he tied it together so it wouldn't come out. And we needed two of those to even curtail this monster. And then I had some of the bamboo stakes. So I put two of the bamboo stakes, one on top of each other, into the pot within that metal device area to help it go straight and bring it all in. And my goodness, it's twice as tall as it was, but it's so much more tightly directed together and going upward. Now, what in the world does any of all of this have to do with anything spiritually other than, well, that's an interesting story. And some of you that have monsteras probably could have said, I could have told you that. And others may be thinking, I'll never get one of those. Here's what it reminded me as I was going through the entire process. There is freedom in Christ if we allow Him to be our guide. And as we spiritually mature, we allow ourselves to be continually repotted. That's what that imagery was for me. If we look in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and we start with verse 16, but when one turns to the Lord, the veil is removed. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. I, to that plant, was what the Holy Spirit of God is to us. If allowed to just run wild and free, we may be okay. We may look pretty good and healthy spiritually to others, but someone observing us day in and day out that loves us enough to truly and authentically watch us closely may start seeing a little sign of yellow or brown, a little sign of that our maturity is almost being weakened, a little sign of we're almost in a state of drought, a little sign of, you were healthy, you were being fertilized, you might have run out of fertilizer. You may have run out of the good soil. You're trying your hardest, but your roots are all bound up in that same pot you are content being in. Let one or two other people encourage you by taking a deep dive look. Let's be honest with ourselves. Be vulnerable with someone and say, I'm hurting. And when we really look at it, you're hurting just because you need some more resources. Let's break you out of where you're captive and help and encourage you. Let's give you more fertilizer, soil, water. Let's help you as much as we can. This reminds me of a passage that I was reading in Psalms 105. Psalms 105. If you turn there, you will look and see that God is saying I am all that you ever need. And here's what the psalmist writes, starting in verse 39. He spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give light by night. They asked and he brought quail and gave them bread from heaven in abundance. He opened the rock and water gushed out. It flowed through the desert like a river. God brought joy to his people in verse 43. So what that reminds me of is if you need light, he's got it. If you need food and nourishment, he's got it. If you need a wellspring because you're in drought, he's got it. He's got joy for you to sing from if you seek him. If you look in verse 48, it says, here's the one thing you've got to do. Keep his statutes, observe his laws, praise the Lord, which is abide in his word. I hope you're continuing to receive the theme, ladies. What are you planning now to be your source of nourishment and water and wellspring to bring you freedom in the year ahead? January 2026, what are you going to do and who are you going to do it with? Who do you need to reach out to right now and say, will you help me examine my roots? Will you help me offer me resources, offer me soil, offer me fertilizer, offer me water, love me enough to gently help bend and guide me back up to where I need to be, which is pointing up straight to him.
May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.